is Cascadia Public Radio.
Now, I don't plan on dwelling on Red China tonight. There's just so much to talk about. But, yeah, they're making Red Dawn, remaking Red Dawn. Red Dawn 2010, coming out in September. I'm hoping to make my documentary soon about the manufactured, by design, synthetic threat of China. Because China was built up by Western banks. And so, kind of odd they're going to own us, huh? Unless they're a front for the globalists, which they are. So, very interesting information. Jeff, have you heard about Red Dawn?
Oh, yes. I definitely intend on seeing that. And also, there's another movie out called Repo Men. Look up the Wikipedia on Repo Men. I mean, that movie is scary. It's all about people
having
artificial organs.
Yeah, I just heard about that last night. Scary. I mean, I'm a big fan of the original Repo Man, with directed by Alex Cox, starring Emilio Estevez. I think it was made in 1984. Very famous cult classic, very funny. But this movie is very dark, as are most movies today, and music, as well as the news. Very, very dark, 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 because that's where they want your consciousness and vibrational state of being. But the point is that in the remake, as you're saying, if you're in debt, they come after your organs.
Yes, bingo. Now let me apply this to Red China. They're going to be snatching, I believe in the future, they're going to be snatching people off the street, taking out their organs like some third world banana republic. And also too, you're going to have people not driving cars and riding bicycles like in Red China, driving rickshaws like in Red China, and only the elite will get the cars like in Red China. And everything will be based upon the Red Chinese model and Fidel Castro.
Now, what we have to do, Jeff, you and I, is to continue to talk to our peers and our family members that this isn't some rehash of some Cold War fear. Oh, fear China, fear China. It's not so much that. It's taking a closer look at how China got to be where they are today, and how it seems as if there's no one at the door, that they're incompetent, that this is just an accident to some people. Yet you see all the money China has given to fund our wars. You see this very provable interlocking relationship that goes deeper than what even I can contemplate and fully understand. So it is worth investigating further, and it is important and relevant to talk about in terms of, well, for one thing, the decisions being made now by our government are going to jeopardize the safety of our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, our brothers, our fathers, our sons, our cousins, all our family, blood or non-blood. The world's changing very, very quickly because there's no one looking out for our best interests, and we have to be responsible for our own preparedness plan and building our own community. And so this is coming very, very soon. I can tell you, Jeff, I've met more people that are starting to wake up to this fact. A lot of people don't know what to do about it, but they are waking up to the reality that their world is changing quicker than they thought when they were a kid the world would look like.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And let me give an insight, which is, I believe that the Northeast and the West Coast are already lost. The equivalent of the body politic having stage 3 cancer, you're pretty much a goner. But South and Midwest, that's where the hope is. Because those regions have only stage 1 or stage 1.5 cancer. And you see, there's no hope in the Northeast. It's gone. It's lost. But you see, that's what people have to realize. There's a certain amount of reality. Just like a body, you lose an arm to save the rest of the body. It's the same way with the body politic. And you see, we have to think in reality that these people are holding the cards. They can just wait till the 60-year-olds die and take over the country easier, and it would be for the long term. Or they can go in really quick and have a false flag attack, And the whole world comes into this country and carves it up to take a spoil. It can go either way, and both ways are very ugly. And right now, people's bellies are full. There are people enjoying life, and the people who are benefiting from all this stuff, and they're going to use racism all the way. And in the ghetto communities, a lot of blacks are going to say, well, you know, why are you crying about white man? You've been raping us for 40 years. Now it's your turn. And that's what President Obama is doing to this country, carving it up, splitting people among race, ethnicity, and religion. And in the end, you're going to have race war in this country. I don't want to see that. But that's a reality because it happens in all communist countries. Race, ethnic, philosophical warfare, and then in the end, it becomes one big communist regime. I thank you for having me on the show, and have a nice night.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Very, very good points. I'm impressed. And 100th monkey. 100th monkey syndrome. Google it if you've never heard the term. When one part of the species wakes up to something, it spreads like wildfire. Ideas are bulletproof. They cannot be held down by standing armies. We're waking up to what's going on. And so this is very, very interesting to see where this is going. Man is waking up to many, many things beyond also what's going on politically in terms of the war, in terms of who we are collectively and individually, because this is pretty much what it's about. It's a little bit deeper. So we have another phone call, area code 406. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
You there? Oh, not too bad. Hey, everyone seems, and this isn't a criticism, so I hope everyone doesn't take it that way, but everyone focuses on the Democrats and the Republicans and the good guys and the bad guys, and the problem is, you know, our individual states' constitutions allow us to put it into all of this if we just use those. What is your thought on that?
States' rights? Well, within states, you have Democrats and Republicans that bicker and go back and forth. We have that in my state of Oregon. So I think what you need, sir, is a lot of people to
right,
look beyond the left-right paradigm and set aside their differences and figure out what issues affect us all. That's what I'd like to see happen on the national and local level. And there's a lot of infighting that is completely needless because humans by nature like to fight. Whether they're going out and they're battling in the field out in Baghdad or elsewhere in the danger zone, or they're battling on the football field, or they're watching the battle on TV, or they're watching UFC, man in his base lower nature likes to fight. Even so-called activists love to point the finger at the other activists that aren't going along to
right.
get along or well, coming along to their way of thinking. And so we have to become more conscious,
I guess,
is pretty much my response to get anything done. Go ahead. We have a break, but I'll hold you over.
Okay. I guess the point I'm trying to say is, you know, everyone keeps wanting to put it back on the local government. Well, it's us, the citizens. We, the people, use our constitutions and what those rights stand for and just ignore and void the Democrat-Republican BS coming from our state politicians. We have to be strictly constitutional with this, or we're not going to win.
Well, it goes without saying that I agree with you. Doing the show on Oracle Broadcasting, most of us are on that same page as very few people on this network or any other networks like this that believe with the Democrat or Republican issue. So you're amongst friends, sir. Certainly that goes without saying. It's kind of like saying the sky is blue. But if you have anything else you'd like to say, we have a break coming up, and we'll hold you over. In the meantime, for those that want to get in on the conversation, 866-841-1065. Back in the field.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Jump the two.
All right, we've got a headline here. We certainly have got to mention Russian nuke bombers invade UK airspace. Again, this is from Sky News. An RAF Tornado aircraft escorts one of the Russian bombers out of the UK airspace. The unwelcome guest spent 4 hours flying over the Isle of Lewis, despite being intercepted by two RAF jets. And it goes on and on. You can read more about it over at blacklistednews.com. You have any thoughts on that, caller?
No, not at the moment. And I just wanted to thank you for your show. Thanks. Have a great night. Good day.
Well, thank you very much. And I agree with many of your points. However, I'm just adding more to the conversation than simply saying the Constitution is going to save us. You see, when you have a meltdown situation and the lights go out, sir, and there's nothing but you and your neighbors, there is no Constitution. There is no Declaration of Independence. Because in a situation like that, my friend, and I thank you for listening, all of that goes out the door. And what it comes down to at that point is if you can talk to your neighbor and if you can find a way to put aside your personality differences and get something done. Imagine what it's going to be like for those living in Manhattan when this comes. Imagine what it would be like to be in Los Angeles. Food for thought. So if you're somewhere where there's green pastures, farms, land, I beg of you, be grateful for what you have today. Be grateful for every morsel of food that you put in your body. Because every single day that we go on shopping, the bombs continue to drop. Tell you what, went down and megaphoned Waterfront Park using my First Amendment right on the 7th anniversary of a sovereign nation, Iraq. People can talk all they want about Saddam Hussein being a madman. He was a madman, but he was put there for a reason, and he was given weapons by Donald Rumsfeld in the war against Iran. Iran, ooh, what a threat. Ooh, Iran with a bomb. Ooh, Iran. Ooh, I'm so scared. 1953, Mossadegh was overthrown. Iran wouldn't be where they are today. Ahmadinejad would not be the ruler of Iran if the United States had not intervened in 1953, which changed the direction of Iran forever. Yeah, you can hear a pin drop. So the reality is, the situation at hand is a little bit more complicated than simply the Constitution. If you're talking about the government, I understand. But if you're talking about reality, it gets a little bit more complicated. We have to apply a little bit more work to the solution than simply pointing to that document. That document, my friend, cannot tell you how to love someone. That document cannot tell you how to care for someone. That document cannot tell you how to save someone from an attack. That document cannot tell you how to be brave enough to get involved in a situation when a woman is being abducted and put into a car. We live in a society where many people walk down the street without making eye contact. We live in a society where a lot of people don't want to know your name. These are the things that I discuss on Outside the Box. You tuned into a show that was titled Outside the Box for a particular reason. Then why should I decide to go inside the box and say there's an easy solution to all of these problems when man and his psyche were at war with their own psyche? That is the problem. That is the root cause of our problem. We need to become more harmonious and loving on a collective level. Otherwise, we're going nowhere but straight to hell. The future is up to us collectively. It's more complicated than what most people would like to admit. But if you're willing if you're willing to believe, if you're willing to have a little bit of faith, you'll find along the way it gets easier. Little by little by little. If you're willing to grow and get in touch with who you really are, you'll find it's not as hard as you thought when you were younger. We've got a couple phone calls here. 503 area code. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for your conversation tonight. I think tonight you're bringing up the most important points of all. Like you said, the Constitution is just a piece of paper. And personally, I have, I guess, always, like, separated myself from the politics and just been focused on the people around me, who I'm talking to, who I'm relating to, who I'm doing business to. And that will, personal relationships, how you treat people, how you handle your daily activities in life will always override a piece of paper, including money.
And that doesn't mean that we're being blasphemous. Oh, blasphemous. Oh, they dissed the Constitution. Oh, my God, they just don't feel what I feel. No, we're just saying it's a little bit more involved than that. That's all we're saying.
The Constitution is an idea, and I know it's the law. I understand that. It can be held up in a court of law. But in our everyday lives, it is everything you're saying tonight is so more valid than anybody could ever imagine. Talking to people for real, you know, having a joke together.
Well, I'm pretty
about
sure
something.
The Constitution isn't going to tell me how to grow my own food.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure the Constitution isn't going to teach me how to hunt.
No.
I'm pretty sure the Constitution isn't going to tell me to learn to let go of my anger and feel a different emotion than the emotions being felt around me. We're humans attempting to live a spiritual experience, living in a world of religion that wants to keep us in the box.
The movies that are coming out are teaching us to be so barbaric and uncaring and so surface and not real. I mean, the movies I've seen lately, like Sherlock Holmes. Oh, my gosh. What are they telling us in Sherlock Holmes? It's almost getting to the point of being funny.
They're remaking the classics. They're remaking all the classics for nostalgic purposes. They're even making a Dark Wizard of Oz. Have you heard about that?
Yes. And it's like they're erasing the things that, I mean, I know the I've read all the research on the Wizard of Oz and how that is used as a basics in some of the MK Ultra mind control. But at the same time, there's a metaphysical way or whatever way you want to refer to it to also look at the movie beyond the negativity of how it's being used. There's also a beautiful part of that movie that shows you the answers are inside of yourself. And again, it doesn't go back to a piece of paper. It goes back to your own heart. And you can also see that in The Wizard of Oz. And they're turning everything so ugly. I don't know another word. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I saw Sherlock Holmes the other night, and it's so blatant how I don't even know what to call them anymore. The people that are in charge of the planet, whatever, that what they see in us, what they believe in us, it's sick. I mean, I have a really big beef going on right now, and it's kind of irrelevant in the way to what you're talking about. But I haven't said a word to anybody about it because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, or most of all, I do not want to get in trouble. But now when you go into the U.S. bank, their advertisements for saving your pennies or whatever, it shows a cartoon pig with little sweat running off of him with like a Kmart or Walmart vest on him. So basically, we're being referred to as pigs. There isn't a dignified person there who's smiling and enjoying his day or her day or anything to exemplify saving your pennies.
Bother me greatly in terms of how women are portrayed in the mass media. But what bothers me even more is the women in our society that think that's okay and that's freedom. And that it's always been this way. Hang on the line, caller. I'd like to hear more of your thoughts. We're on the way, folks. Stay with me.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Saturday night, somewhere out there in good old America, someone is getting in a whole lot of trouble. Someone's having too much to drink. Someone's having sex unprotected. Someone's getting in a fight they don't need to get involved in. Wow, what a jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Thank you, Guns N' Roses. What a year it's been. But yeah, definitely I see constant mimicking of mass media and hip-hop today. In fact, I talked about the song Slap. I think it's 50 Cent's. On my recent television show, Out for the Box. It's on YouTube right now. And it's interesting because people are dancing to the music. They're dancing, You know, they're at the nightclub. They're getting it on. And, you know, all that stuff, all those messages in those lyrics, it's going directly into their subconscious. Who knows why it's there or who put it there. But I'll tell you what's there. There's a pattern to what's being said. Call your comments.
Hi. When you were discussing about women lately, how they're portrayed and everything, again, I'm sorry, it just struck a nerve with me because the movies that have been coming out lately, the mothers are portrayed either as dying, they've left the family, they're drunks, they're on drugs, they're stupid, they don't stand by their children. And here's an example in the Princess and the Frog movie for children, the cartoon one. They have the mom, the father dies for the African-American girl, and she lives with her mom, and they're completely poor and have nothing. The rich girl has only a dad, and he's called Big Daddy throughout the whole movie. What child calls their father Big Daddy? How is that it almost feels sick. Like, I can't even imagine why I would call my dad Big Daddy. Then, on that movie, like Beautiful Bones or Lovely Bones or Loving Bones, whatever it was about the girl who's killed, and it talks about, you know, her being able to go into an afterlife, whatever that means to them in the movie, the mother abandons the family and leaves the two children alone with the father, that only the father is taking care of them, and the grandmother comes, the mother's mother comes to help out. And she's shown with a cigarette in one hand and a glass of alcohol in the other throughout, and Susan Sarandon plays this throughout the entire movie. That she doesn't even know how to run a washing machine and has suds all over the floor. What are they doing? Why are they portraying females like this? I mean, it wouldn't be okay to portray a man like that either. Why can't they have healthy minded adults?
Let's talk about how men are portrayed. Okay. Homer Simpson.
Okay.
King of the Hill. Okay. Family Guy. Okay. How many examples do we have to give to show that the man is portrayed as the retard, as the fat piece of garbage? And on one end, they dehumanize the female, the feminine, or the goddess, as some people refer to it, and I'm not a pagan. You don't have to be a pagan to understand that this is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, listening, stuck in your Christian theological box. However, the man is also being stripped. Where are the men that are promoted in Hollywood fighting for the weak, fighting for the women,
you know,
being
what?
The true heroes and protectors that
you're
we were designed to be?
what's really going on then is that people in general are being demoralized in every way possible. And we're sitting there and watching what's portraying us on a big screen, telling us that we're not intelligent, we're not kind to each other, we're not caring, we abandon things, we don't care about how we treat people, and we're being demoralized to ourselves right in front of us. And not only that, we're paying for it, we're asking for it. Not only that, we walk in and we purchase the popcorn that is made out of all the genetically modified foods that is hurting our DNA and giving cancer. And then we purchase all the products that are full of fluoride and hurting our brain. And then we go in to be hypnotized about how horrible we are. And no one's even telling anybody, like, what did you just see? What do you think this is telling you? No one's even talking to anybody, like, isn't this, you know, is this really who we are? Because we're not. That isn't who we are. I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to stop it other than I just tell people, what did this movie just tell you?
And how did it make you feel?
People can't really handle it.
No, I understand, and there aren't any easy answers. We all have our own perspective as to why the stuff's being put out there, but I'm trying to do my best, especially in Portland, being probably where you live as well, to get people that are watching the show, that are walking aimlessly down MLK and Hawthorne, wherever, to be aware, to look up, to engage in life, to break the spell that we're under, to believe that it is possible, and I'll be the first to admit that I've also been under a spell. Yes, I do a show. Yes, I try to provide information, but sometimes I don't believe in myself to really get out there and really make a big change. But now I believe a lot more than I used to, and when you believe, you tend to sometimes, you know, Jack Blood has a quote, for those of you familiar with talk show host Jack Blood, be bold and mighty spirits will come to your aid. It's about taking a big leap of faith, whether you're a Christian or someone in the metaphysics. There is a reason why we're here. There is a reason why we exist now on this planet. I believe that. We may disagree on exactly what that is, but I think it's becoming clear that there is a battle of some level between good and evil, and it's getting easier, in my opinion, to differentiate between the good and the evil.
I never used to see these things in movies. I never used to. It's only been the last 2 years I've started to see what's happening. And waking up, I think I've talked to you, you know, a couple of times before, waking up hurts. And it's a process, but once you burst that bubble of inner pain, of what you've seen, what you've done, what you've participated, and how blind you've been, then it's like your whole heart can just open up. And there's no anger at anybody. There's no negativity towards anybody. It's kind of like you're a team, and it's like you have to wake up your team and say, you guys, you know, did you see what happened? Did you see what this movie just did? Can you understand what they're saying here? You know, what's their point? Did we come out of here feeling good? You know, did we, even if you learn a negativity, and you recognize it, then it's okay. But if you just sit there and saturate the whole thing in your body, and you've got little 5-year-old and 6-year-old kids saturating this stuff to not respect or not believe in their parents, or the parents just not believing in themselves, it's just such a domino thing. But the domino thing works in reverse. But if you have someone take a stand and say, wait a minute, That's a bunch of crap. I don't fall for that. I don't believe in that. Look at this, and this. You can wake up 10 people in a minute. I'm not going to be discouraged, and I'm going to keep speaking out. And I've learned to do it in a non-offensive way. Don't fake anybody out. You know, just say a little tiny bit. Just plant that seed. And it's amazing. And then they have to start researching and learning on their own. But just plant the seed. And I'm so grateful for your radio station. And you talk about tough things to hear. Like last week was a tough show to hear. And I still shared it with other people. that I shared it in you know, a positive environment, and I just brought up some of the things that you brought up, things that our soldiers are doing in Iraq. Well, they're also being pushed to behave like that, and I don't think that that would be something they would naturally do.
Yeah, I was definitely on one last week, this week, there's some things in life you can't change, there's some things you can't, but by planting a seed, we can wake up more people than, you know, what we might think.
This week was a good show, too.
Well, thank you very much. I want to thank you for your call. What was your name again?
Oh. It's Maria.
Maria? All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in and sharing your perspectives on that. A lot of food for thought. Rick in New Orleans, you've been on hold for about 25 minutes. Thank you for holding. We'll get to you right after this. That was a great call, ladies and gentlemen. That's what makes this show worthwhile. Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We had some technical difficulties there. For some reason, the network hung up on me. Go ahead in the chat room and let me know if we are back on the air. We have a chat room, by the way, oraclebroadcasting.com. Go ahead and click on chat room, and you can actually interact with some of the listeners that are listening to the show. Sometimes we've got 33 people in there, and sometimes we have 5 people in there. Sometimes we have a bunch of Fruit Loops in there. Sometimes we have a bunch of very conscious beans in there. So it's definitely a mixed bag, or mixed nuts, if you will. So blacklistthenews.com is one website that I recommend taking a look at to stay aware of some of the latest developments, some of the latest headlines. And I'm going to go ahead and right now take this moment to cover at least a few headlines, since I'm only on Oracle Broadcasting once a week. By the way, it is good to be on after Freeman. We've got the article that I mentioned earlier, Russian nuke bombers invade UK airspace again. We've got another one, personal income drops across the country. Personal income in 42 states fell in 2009, according to the Commerce Department. And we have a couple other things as well. Briefly, I'm going over the news today, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't really want to just read news all night, but I mean, there's a lot of things going on. Going down the line here. Nano Foods coming to a store near you. U.S. military contractors moving to Africa. That's right, I've got to do another story on AFRICOM on my TV show. Here's another one. China seeks Russia alliance to counter U.S. dominance. We've got the Pope implicated in sex abuse cover-up. That's very interesting. 91% of Americans use cell phones, and there are more cell phone studies being done that link brain tumors to cell phones. So it's interesting. Take a look at those individuals out there that wonder why their health is not quite up to par, why their mood seems to swing like a pendulum from left to right, left to right, without any knowledge of the structure of the water, the condition of the water, of their drinking and putting into their body, into their temple. You see, here in Portland, Oregon, we're known as like a so-called progressive city and whatnot. We have a break coming up.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the place, ladies and gentlemen, 866-841-1065, where you can use your voice as your weapon of choice. No censorship. No closed minds. You don't have to stay stuck in the box of the news and all the negative stuff going on. You can call in and share your dreams, share your visions, share your concerns. Because I personally would love to hear them. That's what makes a show worthwhile. The phone calls that come in. I love the interaction. I love taking phone calls. I love hearing your thoughts. I could just talk to myself. I just want to hear myself talk by talking to the wall. I didn't come here to do that. I came here to interact with you. So I encourage your phone calls more than any other show that you have listened to in the past. 866-841-1065. There are some people that come in the chat room and they yell out accusations and they say, you're not a Jew hater, Alex. You must be with the New World Order. Well, if you want to debate, if you want to talk, why don't you grow a pair and call in at 866-841-1065. Oh, you're scared of the CIA. Oh, you're scared of the Mossad and the Jews. Well, call from a god darn payphone. Hey, it's toll free. Rick in New Orleans, thanks for calling back. Go ahead. Rick, you called back. I can't hear you. All right, Rick, we're going to go ahead and what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is a little issue with on my end. Rick, can you hear me? Rick? Earth to Rick.
Oh, hey, I can hear you fine.
All right, sorry for the delay there and the silence. We're on the air now. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Hey, Alex, I just kind of dropped in, and I was listening to some of the callers, and I just wanted to say, I guess you're talking about solutions, huh? Is that where we're at here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
I'm all ears. You got the floor.
Yeah, I got you. I think the biggest thing for me, getting past first couple of years for me, I was kind of depressed and overwhelmed. Like I said, when you come to grips with a conspiracy too monstrous to conceive, it kind of wipes you out. But slowly, bit by bit, as you say, you come back and you begin to see little ways around things. And I don't feel so negative about the future like I used to. I feel pretty positive. And I spend a lot of time writing music now. And it seems like almost like I'm tuned into something. I don't know if it's just my higher self or whatever. But I find myself writing conscious, songs about consciousness and perspective. And I really don't think that these so-called elites, Illuminati, are as formidable as they think they are. Exactly, as they would like us to believe they are. And they get all their power from our fear of them. And, that's kind of like what I think.
It's been hard for me because you live in New Orleans and I live in Portland, and I've had a meetup group for a long time, and there are people that are convinced there's CIA there, they're watching. They've got to be. After all, Alex is on TV opposing the New World Order and what they're doing, yet there's more of us than them. It's almost as if they're under a hypnotic spell, because it's true, 1 in 300 Americans are on the terror watch list, but you can't lock everybody up. I've researched FEMA camps. They're out there, but there's not enough FEMA camps ready to go to put us all in them. They do have plans where they can convert schools and facilities and quickly create a camp, literally out of nothing, but you have to have mindless drones willing to do that. Now, in Nazi Germany, we saw mindless drones do what they did to the Jews, but at the same time, it's like, yes, we're going back into that cycle of time again, yes, to a degree, but we also have the potential to change our reality as we know it in a whole new way, because there's a whole new paradigm coming, because we have so much information to work with. We have more information at our fingertips than the German people did when they were under the tyranny of the Third Reich. Now, yes, this is the Fourth Reich, but, I mean, this is really a huge showdown, Rick. This is like the war to end all wars between the light and the dark, because everything's coming up to a point. And I don't know exactly what's going on, and I don't claim to be a prophet, but what's coming in the next couple of years is going to be highly significant, and we can choose to worry and worry and worry about all these things going on, or we can choose to, you know, do something with the consciousness, with the creativity, with the wonderful, we should be grateful for it, imagination that we humans have. Who knows where it comes from, but it comes from somewhere that's very, very real, be it etheric, be it metaphysical, be it spiritual, but it's there on some level. And to acknowledge that it's there, in my opinion, only gives it more power.
Absolutely. And I believe that this is a showdown, and I think that the clock's ticking on, you know, whether it's 2012 Zion, whether it's the letter that Albert Pike wrote to Mazzini. Very strange how all that kind of lines up. But it doesn't really matter, you know. It's like it's a program, and it's a program that's implemented on all fronts, you know, media-wise, socially. But, you know, we don't have to follow along with it. You know, we can step out of line. You know, we can, you know, there are things we can do.
Yeah, there are things we can do. We got a couple more minutes. Rick, anything else you want to add? There we got two more phone calls right after you.
I want to say that I'm not sure what it is, but I had a couple of very strange dreams this week. Make it real quick here, but I had a dream that somebody was telling me, or I had this feeling in the dream that chemicals were breathing, are somehow suppressing key points of our consciousness, and they're allowing us to realize our full interdimensional cells, are full interfacing with reality. I know that's a little heady, but that's all I've got on that, if that rings any bells. Hey, I got to run, but I'm really enjoying the show, Alex.
Well, I'm really enjoying callers like you calling in and being a actual part of the show. That's why I chose to do the show tonight instead of take the night off and go out on the town, because this is important to me, and you know, we got a break coming up, but I see you there, cell phone from Arizona, 926 area code, and then we have 817 that's called back. So we'll go ahead and go to your calls in the next segment. AlexAnswer.com is the website. And, of course, remember to bookmark the YouTube channel to watch me live, actually in person, to the TV show. Alex Ansari, YouTube.com, Alex Ansari. There's also a new YouTube channel as well that I've added, and there's info about that at my YouTube channel. I'm actually doing multiple projects now, trying to expand my consciousness and doing different things to love life, enjoy life. After all, it is the quiet before the storm. Would you like to be happy at this particular point in time, or you want to be depressed because of all these things going on? The choice is yours. You can still fight the New World Order, but you can be happy while you do it. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
bones. Our thoughts drift constantly and without boundary. The ringing of the division bell had begun.
All right, we're back, and we're going to go ahead and go to the 5 or 817 area code because they had called in earlier, and then we'll go to Arizona. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hi, it's going well. Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm calling from Fort Texas, and I've been listening to your show for about 6 or 7 months now, and just real talk, I have to tell you, you've actually renewed my faith in the common man again. A roundabout way of me listening to this Oracle broadcasting line was I was dating someone who considered himself, or, you know, he was a Mason or whatnot, and I'm a 37-year-old Gulf War vet. I have no kids. I'm single. Right now, I'm 100% disabled, and I'm kind of recuperating from my second hip replacement because of some crap I got exposed to in the Army in the night, you know, in 91. I have always been an outsider, and I kind of woke up about 2 years ago, you know, instead of worrying about American Idol and, you know, who's wearing the latest Jimmy Choo's or whatnot. I started listening to the show, and it has just totally blown my mind, and it's amazed me how so many people are still, like, not awakened to the truth. So I wanted to give you kudos and, you know, let you know you got a black belt in keeping it real, and I really appreciate it because there's so many people who have no idea of what's really going on in the world. I think if more of us got into maybe switching our paradigm instead of thinking about, you know, their perception and just kind of accepting authority for what it is, you kind of have to question everything. And I think it goes back to changing your consciousness, you know, how you see things. I think for the most part, throughout history, it's always been us versus them. You know, a duality, divide and conquer. And I think that's why so many people are stuck. They're just stuck in that paradigm of thinking that everybody else is the problem and not how they see things. So I wanted to get what do you think about that? But I wanted to just say I appreciate you guys being here on the air. It's awesome. This next Miller Lite is for you. Keep up the good work and hopefully, you know, bit by bit, people will come around and see that there's so many other things that are really much more important than just, you know, the average kind of things on the skin surface.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. Well, thank you very much.
All right, man. Have a good evening.
Well, you did ask my response to that. We do have a phone call right after you. Well, that was a good call. I'm just one person out of billions of people on the planet. I honestly, I'm almost in tears. I don't understand why there aren't more people talking about these things. That's what hurts me. Because we're all on this planet together. And it's not that hard to deal with this stuff and face this evil. We're better than this. We're more than what we think we are. We're not our names. We're something else, but we're here for a reason. Look, you know you're a unique being. living in your body right now. You have a fingerprint. Okay, it's unique. Ooh, okay, we know about Big Brother and surveillance society. They got your gait. They got your iris. They got your this, that, and the other. But it's just more evidence, though, in terms of the positive, that we're unique. There's something different about us. There's more I want to say on that note, but we have this caller on hold from Arizona. I'll hold my thoughts over. But I think a lot of us tonight listening can feel the energy. We can hear our vibration. We can feel our vibration raising. And we're experiencing this together. And we're sharing this together in open forum where we're not going to be judged, where I'm not going to judge you, and hopefully you're not going to judge me when we choose to share from the heart and to share our dreams, to share our visions, our fears, but also our hopes, which is actually the most important thing. Let's go ahead and go to our caller from Arizona. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you very much for having me this evening.
Thank you for calling in.
I just wanted to comment on the fact that I really appreciate what you're actually doing this evening, sharing your philosophy with everybody, and the fact that we are more or less under a program right now. And it's very hard, you know, as it is, to wake up from the program. People who are younger, it's a trend that I currently see right here in my city where I'm at, Yuma, Arizona. There's this infatuation where the I don't want to offend anybody out there who's listening, but with a rocker scene, sort of a homosexual agenda. I don't know if I really want to name it that, but very.
I mean, do you want me to share my thoughts on that right away?
Well, sure, actually, because I see these spokespeople from Hot Topic. And our Zoom meetings, I don't want any too many corporations to get you in trouble or anything like that. Going to these events that are sponsored by high schools and implementing all these kids with these psychosomatic ideas of early sexual exploration, it's quite disturbing that I see that.
I see it everywhere.
Also, right here.
I see it everywhere. I can't explain it.
Right.
I can't explain it. And to talk about it in this society, they make it like you're homophobic. Like you're not down with. We all have our theories as to why people are homosexuals. There are homosexuals that listen to this show. It's not that I'm judging. It's that I want to know why there's an uprise in that type of lifestyle. And when we look at the water quality, when we look at things of that nature, there are things that affect our hormonal levels. Type in DARPA. And gay bomb into Google, and you're going to find out the military actually invested millions of dollars to develop a particular weapon, not necessarily a bioweapon, but a weapon nonetheless, that would change man's sex drive to where men on the battlefield would be drugged with a chemical substance so powerful they would rip their clothes off and begin literally almost raping one another instead of battling the enemy. That's pretty profound. Now, when you know that we're the enemy, and you know that they're waging war on us economically and building up the police state for us, how do we know there aren't things out there that are put in our food and water that's going to throw off our hormonal balance? And we have a break coming up. It's rushing right on me. I'll hold the caller over, but it's not about being anti-gay. I'm not coming up from that stance. I'm simply questioning, why is there so much propaganda in the media and Saturday Night Live, for the matter, that literally desensitizes us to one man humping another man's butt? How was that cool? How was that even hot? Why are they showing this to so many little kids? Hang on the line there, and we'll be back, and then we'll talk with David in Idaho.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
computer on board engaged in a war. Non-stop combatant. All right, let's go ahead and go to Diego in Arizona. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to mention also that here in this particular city where I'm living, I moved here from Mexico. I grew up in Mexico up until 14 years, and then I was actually a citizen born in California. And then due to the work circumstances, I had to be raised in Mexico. Moved over here to Arizona when I was 14 and finished high school and college and all that stuff. But for the most part, when I moved here, I saw the complete radical shift of personality as far as the countries, you know, and how different and how desensitized people are here on this side of the border, you know. And I don't mean particularly the people in the big cities, but almost everybody here in this country is very complacent to whatever the media suggests, for the most part. And it's very interesting and empowering to hear people like you and everybody here at the Oracle Broadcast Station, you know, just give out so much information and put so much stuff out there about the NWO. It's, you know, very interesting, and I really appreciate what you're doing, and I want to thank you for taking my call, and I hope I didn't offend anybody with what I said earlier about, you know, the agenda as far as the trend. And it's, you know, it's just something that I've noticed. Because it's pretty apparent, you know. It's there's like this sort of a over glamorization of the homosexual persona, and it's just increasing more over the past couple of months. You just see it all over the internet, you see it all over the big TV, you see it all over the shows. And well, you know, I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to speak up on that. I knew it was probably a little controversial, but I appreciate you for taking my call.
Look, you can call in with anything that you consider to be controversial. I might not agree. But I might agree on a level, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think we need to discuss it, and I think we need to ask the questions as to why it's actually happening. Thank you for calling in. Feel free to call in with other controversial thoughts and ideas. David in Idaho, go ahead.
Hey, I have six kids, and I've been woke up at least 2 years now. However, my kids continue to roll their eyes at their old man. Some of my ideas,
it goes the other way too, from son to mother and father as well. Go ahead.
So they find those ideas challenging. Probably that propaganda is what they're finding the challenge. But your fight and what you do, you know, looking for a phone, fighting the New World Order, just doing it every day is such an example to me. And the woman before, from, you know, her tragedy, but she's not even communicating that in her voice, her strength, for her sacrifice, what she believed was important. It's just such an example to me. And I'm sick for my children, but I have hope when someone, you speak out for them like you are. And I just wanted to call in and say thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for listening, for being a part of the Oracle family, if you will. And anything else you want to mention? Hey, you're over in Idaho. Where are you in Idaho?
No, we did have I'm in Idaho Falls, or what's called Ammon. Ammon, Idaho, and Ammon gets its name from the Book of Mormon, and there was a strong hero in there, and he wielded a sword in defense and service of other people, and he was recognized for his strength with his sword, and he grew a big following behind him. We had what's called a constitutional gathering Friday night. There was probably 70 people there. It's associated with what's called the Title of Liberty, and we have 1,776 flags that we put up one time a year, and then we use that for a teaching opportunity. So people come out of the woodwork and come and listen to the lectures. We actually have a pastor that came out, and he's lecturing on the Constitution and natural law versus ruler's law, and how important that is to understand the Constitution. You understand those two things, and the Constitution starts to have meaning. And, you know, little groups like that, it sure felt like we were not big enough to make a difference in this bigger city. We have a 50,000 people here, and 40 people show up. But we're trying. We're fighting a fight here.
I understand, David. Thank you for your call. And I'm in a city of 500,000 people. And it's okay. So we had the 7th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. I'll tell you straight up, I've been to probably about 4 or 5 anti-war protests. In many cases, I'm talking very much about 9/11. Where a lot of people in the mainstream activist movement, they don't subscribe to that particular basic reality. They subscribe to the illusion, the big lie, but they think they're anti-war and doing something that's going to result in the withdrawal of troops from Iraq and Afghanistan or other altars. It's just like they're a bunch of crack monkeys drinking like some rancid Kool-Aid. It's very, very sad. I really shouldn't be laughing. You really shouldn't be laughing at retarded people. It's really not nice. You really should not make fun of retarded people. But the fact is, I've gone to many, many protests and spoken my mind. I've gotten, you know, scolded and, oh, how dare you go that route and get controversial. The fact of the matter is, I am who I am. I am me. I am free. Hence the title of one of David Icke's books. We're either free to be wrong or we don't have freedom at all. You have to be free enough to feel like you can call into a talk show and express a different perspective. I've called in talk shows and I've been scolded. I've been on hold and on hold and on hold, not being able to get into the Lars Larson show or not being able to get into this show or that show. Because for one thing, there's just too many people. But that's why I want to get more people to call into shows like this. But there's a lot of people that aren't open to a different perspective because they're frightened by anything that's going to shatter their particular paradigm. One other thing I want to mention, and then we're getting to this caller here, 615 area code, is that children are beautiful, babies are beautiful, because they haven't been conditioned yet to fear their fellow man. And I see a lot of babies that look at me, and they look at me with they look at me in an interesting way. I don't know what they're seeing, and I'm not saying I'm something special, but when babies look at me, and I look back at them, there's a particular connection that's made, and it's happening more and more when I go to the park, and there's mothers with their child, and the mom is looking like she's on mind control, and she's on her iPod, and she's totally somewhere else, but her baby that hasn't learned to fear the dark-skinned male has a certain energy that's very, very, very much alive and curious and aware, and it's something to cherish. We have one more minute till the break. Caller 614-615 area code. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Am I on?
You're on. You're on live worldwide, oraclebroadcasting.com. You have a question or comment?
I'm new to this new world. Yeah, I was kind of new to this New World Order stuff and all, but from what I was looking at on the internet, on YouTube, it kind of looks like Hulk Hogan's at the head of this stuff. So,
you think so?
What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Hogan. Yeah, totally, man. There's lots of documentation showing that Hulk Hogan's all behind it. What else are you thinking about, huh?
I don't know, man. I mean, they should probably bring back the Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog? Yeah, maybe the Cookie Monster. Maybe the Grouch from Sesame Street. Maybe, RoboCop, you know. Any other thing you want to mention from pop culture and the mass media owned by the multinational corporation, sir? They've programmed you well. They've programmed you very, very well. Very, very interesting to see fellow human beings that good luck, sir. All I got to say is get a helmet. there's a wild ride coming. The storm has already arrived. Get prepared, sir. Get your head out of your you-know-what.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Like that last caller. It's a lot better than asking me if I like black penis. Children. Aren't they precious? Ah, children are so precious. Ah, children. I love them. Children. Okay, so hence the phrase, save the best for last. One of the reasons I've been more upbeat lately is because there's a little bit of hope in the world of outside the box. And, hey, I can use your help if you'd like to donate. But I'm going to start my own business. That's right. I'm no longer asking for donations to meet my basic standard of living. I'm actually going to be starting my own business. I'm going to be getting my business license here in Portland in the very near future. Some of you may know my friend Richard from SurvivalCenter.com. We're going to open Portland's very first disaster preparedness store. My whole world, my whole paradigm is changing in a more positive direction, which will make the quality of Outside the Box radio and TV just a couple levels higher than what it has been. You may have liked Outside the Box all this time. That's great, great you've liked Outside the Box. It's only going to get better from here on out. More podcasts, more news. I haven't updated my website in a long time. I've had to deal with a lot of stuff, and I've shared a lot of my pain on my shows in the past. We don't need to go there now. Where we do need to go is somewhere higher, and that's where I'm going. And the basic fact of the matter is that the universe is bringing very positive things into my life. And there are very positive things that are happening by design. At the same time, there are very dark things happening by design. There are very positive, loving, spiritual things happening by design. And I'm about to have my own business in store in the not-too-distant future. For those of you listening in Portland, we're looking for a storefront property. We're looking for something in the range of 1,500, 13 to maybe 2,000 a month. We want at least 1,000 square feet. We're going to be shipping and receiving the very best, the best of preparedness products for the people that need to get prepared. At the same time, I'm going to be bringing people together, and I'm going to be that guy when people walk in that likes to talk. You know I'm a talker. You know I like to talk to people. You know I care about people. That's why you're listening to this show. That's why they're going to keep coming back to my store. I hate going to a restaurant where the waitress or the waiter slams my food down the table and gives me my check. Just treat me like a goddamn human being because I am one and I feel. And you go into a store, and they're like, what can I help you with? And you tell them, and you talk to them and you try to ask them questions, and they're just totally in worker mode, robot mode. I'm like, I'm not even going to be paying myself a regular wage, just straight commission off the products, because I'm not doing this for the money. We just want to get the rent paid. We just want to stay above water and help other people get what they need to survive the storm that's already here. So this is something that I'm working on with Richard from SurvivalCenter.com. He's got an amazing online catalog. I'm actually going to go look at it right now, going online over to survivalcenter.com. Go ahead with me, folks, and Google survivalcenter.com. I'm going there with you right now. I'm typing. We're gonna do this together as a group. Okay, enter. Are you guys there?
survivalcenter.com? You guys there? Because if you're online, you're near the computer. Survivalcenter.com. Are you there? Okay. I'll stop being a smartass. Okay, so you go over on the left side, you got like a variety of stuff here. It's not about having a bunch of stuff. It's really about your heart, really about being spiritually prepared. But the fact of the matter is, folks, I had a potluck today where I fed 9 of my friends the best chicken vindaloo that I've ever made. And by the way, that video is on my Facebook, by the way. You can add me on Facebook. You can also type in Cooking with Alex Ansari into YouTube, and you'll find it. That's what's fun. That's community. And you want to get your gear and get prepared and go camping and learn how to be self-sufficient, do things in nature, do things with the community, develop friendships, get away from the television, get away from the mass media, interact with nature. I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm more than a conspiracy person. I'm starting to develop this passion for photography, especially nature photography and other forms of art. I used to draw and paint quite a bit when I was young. I have a desire to learn how to play a flute, learn how to play some drums, learn how to do a variety of things. I want to learn how to play the guitar. It's like we don't fully experience the full human experience when we're trapped in a box, when we're trapped in a job, when we're trapped in a relationship that's not positive. And it's painful for some people to wake up to that reality, but it's liberating when you face that pain and you choose to work through it. Back to the store idea. The very best thing I think I can do for my community is to build a community center, bring people together, have conversations with people in the flesh. It's more about the real deal, what's happening on the local level, instead of just simply promoting a TV show or a radio show. It's about the community aspect. It's about the eye contact aspect. It's about those coming together that are zombified. You know, it touches my heart when people call in and tell me they're listening because, you know, the roommates that I have, they hear my voice and they step out of the house. They step out of the room. They want nothing to do with me or what we're talking about here. There's more support coming to me from people outside of Portland than people inside Portland, which is a universal, to me, God shot, that you've got to keep doing what you're doing, that I've got to keep doing what I'm doing, because there are people out there that are listening. There are people out there that are calling. There are people out there that actually still have the ability to feel. So if you are able to donate, I do request that you do so, not to help out with my standard of living, not to help out with basic necessities, but to help me start this business and get it off the ground, get my license fees taken care of, and things of that nature. So if you go to alexansari.com and click on donate, that's a way you can help. And I'll mention that basically on the end of each show, on the radio show, for those that have the means to do so. But I made a YouTube video that I think everybody should look at. And sometimes I mention the titles of it. So if you keep an extra browser window, Firefox, something like that. You can click on File, then click on New Tab. I'm not trying to talk to you like you're four, but I hope that the audience of Outside the Box has a attention span longer than an inch. I'm just going to assume that you do, and you have a basic intellect and the ability to spell and count and realize that 2 plus 2 equals 4, not 5. And so if you type in living without the fear of money, that was one of my most watched shows because a lot of people responded to that. We have to get to that point where we're no longer afraid of being broke, homeless, where we're beyond survival mode and we're in a more loving space. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't get prepared or go to survivalcenter.com or visit my new store that's opening up, but that you do it out of love, out of passion for nature, out of a respect for nature and Mother Earth. Yes, we're on a living planet, and you're not a demonic, paganistic person. If you realize and recognize that we are alive because the planet is alive, and, you know, this is the reality. What's strange is those that resist that reality, not those that talk about it. I get very tired of being invited to a party or a place where I'm the most intelligent person in the room, and if I open my mouth about anything going on in the world, I'm treated like a Jew. in Nazi Germany. But for now, I'm grateful for the fact that in this time-space reality, in the moment, I have callers, like the callers that called in, and those in the chat room, and those that email me, those from the World Wide Web that respect what I do and are a part of this new American revolution that is more about consciousness than ammunition, more about awareness than violence and resentment, more about love than fear and bigger locks and bigger goddamn AK-47s. As if you think dead bodies is what's going to change this world. God help you if you are stuck in that dark paradigm, looking for blood instead of looking for love. AlexHansberry.com is a website. I thank you for listening, and I'm grateful. We'll see you next week.